You know you love us.
Take it away. Whenever you're ready.
I go on for another minute. Welcome back to another episode of You Know You Love Us. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Hannah. You know, piggybacking off what you were just doing, I was just talking to my older sister about how, like, our sense of humor is like when we think something's funny, we just beat it to death. And like, as the people around us start to think it's annoying, we only find it to be more funny.
Absolutely. It's never letting a bit die. That's the humor.
Like Goonies never say die. No, bits never say die.
Bits never say die is the new James Bond film.
Yeah, starring literally. Starring us.
As James and Bond. Honestly.
I would love to be a Bond villain before I die.
You'd be a great Bond villain.
I don't think I'm like scary enough, but I would love to try.
I feel like we'd both be like, no, you could be a Bond girl. You're hot enough to be a Bond girl.
That's really nice.
And you know what? I'm a hot Bond girl villain.
I mean, like, I think if I ever play a villain, it'll be like an Agatha all along. I mean, one can only hope. I mean, like, prayers. God. But you know, like a villain that's like camp enough that you can still be funny and you don't have to be like scary, but you're still kind of scary at times. Like Agatha is like a dream role for a theater kid.
Yes. Can't wait for Agatha all along. Also, the one and the only Patti LuPone is in that series.
Holy shit. Also, I'm so sorry that Siri is once again.
Oh my God. Troll.
Stepping on fucking trolling. That's
the one
incredible.
Internet troll we have is Siri.
Siri. Oh my gosh. So there's a lot going on. Today we're doing a Coffee and Kiki episode because really why the fuck not? I think is the overall reason.
We love each other.
We love each other. And there's a lot going on in pop culture. And we kind of just wanted a second to talk about it. Obviously, Met Gala is on the docket, but I wanted to ask you about a couple other things beforehand.
Let's go. Let's ride.
First of all, VPR just continues to be fucking crazy. I saw on Instagram that Sandoval is now making bracelets for the paparazzi in his life with their names on them. He did a beading class with Kyle Chan Design, who like famously like helps all the VPR kids. Yes. Yeah. With their rings.
Engagement rings. Yeah. Yes.
And Sandoval, like literally like looking like a villain, beading bracelets. And then he goes, hey, dude, hey, I made this for you. And like gave it to a paparazzi guy named Josh. Like he's like losing his marbles.
I think he's off the deep end. Like his behavior frightens me.
I know. And I almost feel bad making fun of it because I'm like,
something is amiss, man.
Something is not right.
Something is not right. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Raquel, this morning, her team released a statement saying she got hacked on Instagram and that she is actually in a mental health treatment facility. And that actually, they were like, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and therefore we will only be posting content about mental health resources on behalf of Raquel while she recovers.
But everyone saw her at Miraval.
Right.
So that's a lie.
So it's just lies on lie and just double
it's
down,
so
triple down,
messy.
Quadruple down.
You can't. You just got to be like, I fucked up.
Just go away.
Just go away. You should vanish. If I were her, I would flee. I would go to fucking Nova Scotia. I would hole up in a cabin. Mm-hmm. No one would know me. No one would hear me. No one would see me.
She would have a typewriter. It's like, all work and no play makes Raquel a dull girl. All world work and no, she would have a full shining moment.
Yes. That's what I would do. I mean, then
end up murdering people.
Probably.
Honestly, the likelihood of her murdering people is higher if she stays in LA. It's like when you're going through a crisis, get out of LA, get off social media, go off the grid. If I were her, I would go full Joe Goldberg in like season 4 of You and just go to Europe and start a new life, make a new identity, learn a new accent, and just lie to everyone for the rest of my life.
She could be Anna. What's her name?
Anastasia. She's the lost Russian princess.
Yes, Anastasia. Exactly what I was thinking.
She's a lost Romanov.
Yes. I mean, why not? That at this point, it seems feasible. Yeah. That's something she could say.
She goes to St. Petersburg. Wild. She says, I'm Anya. My name's Anya. And they're like, sure.
I'm Anya. And then she says, no, Anastasia Romanoff.
Romanoff. I love the story of Anastasia. Oh my God, Bartok.
Anastasia is one of the best films of all time. Bartok slaps.
The moment when they're about to go to the ballet and Dimitri sees her standing on the stairs in that blue, that navy dress, and she has the gloves and she looks at him like, who, me? And his mouth is agape at how stunning she looks. He's so fucking hot.
He's so hot.
I literally, I like cry. I get full body chills every time.
I know. I know, me too.
Oh my God.
I'm also, sorry. Like,
No, you go.
No, I was just going to say the one step at a time, da, 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 that fucking bridge, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I sung today.
No, anyways, please sorry, do. Y'all. Never stop singing.
Itchy.
And also the last song, the exchange standing out on a journey. Weeping everywhere.
Weeping. And Once Upon a December? Come on.
The fact that, honestly, like, if I were a villain, I would go, what Rasputin does to her in that movie, the deep psychological warfare he wages on her. He's like, I'm going to make you have a dream where you are swimming with your dead family and you're having a great time, but then it's going to turn into hell. And then I'm going to, a big monster, me, is going to pop out of the lava. And then I'm going to make you almost jump off a boat and kill yourself. I mean, that is extremely dark. Oh, Rasputin said, I'm going to get deep inside the recesses of your brain and really fuck you up for life.
It's, I mean, that story is like really fucking crazy.
I honestly think we need like a, I don't want to say a fun documentary, but like the only documentaries I know about it are on like PBS and National Geographic, and that's not going to happen for me. We need an HBO. We need a Hulu. We need something fun that tells the story, because I'm very curious.
Same. Every time I hear about it, I'm like, no fucking way, dude.
No fucking way.
They just came in and killed their entire family, like killed everyone, but she escaped and no one knows where she went.
Some people are like, no, she's dead. I'm like, you shut your mouth.
You shut your mouth. She's like,
she's Elvis. Fine.
She's what? Fine. I
said, she's alive. She's like Elvis. Yeah, she's like alive. Anyways. Okay. Back to VPR.
Okay, yes.
There was a moment in last week's episode. This will come out on Thursday, so we're a little bit behind because we're recording on Tuesday.
But right.
There was a moment in last week's episode where Allie and James were me and Jake. And that was the moment where James takes a straw and he goes, Allie, this is me. Mm-hmm. I dare you to drink out of the middle of that. And Allie's like, no. And she flips the straw in his eye and he goes,
so.
And he goes, Allie, and runs into the bathroom and then comes back and she's like, it's water. And I'm like, Jake is Allie and I am James. Like, that is our dynamic.
That is so accurate.
Allie, the drama of him getting water in his eye.
The waiter going, it's water.
And Christina Kelly's like, it's actually water.
Oh my God.
4,100 in your eye. That was one of the best. I've watched it 4 times since Wednesday. It's like one of the best episodes I've ever seen.
He's great. I watched him on Watch What Happens Live, and he's just so chaotic. And like, he is the comedy. Like, they're right. He like makes the show bearable because it's so, hi Beatrice. It's so painful to watch.
I know.
And him being like, yeah, had to, oh my God. He's like, well, how does it feel rewatching it? He's like, oh my God, terrible. I like can't even, I can't. I'm like, yeah, that.
Like, he's like, yeah, he's voicing all of our feelings. He's like, and the way Sandoval is like, Raquel, when he did his Sandoval impression.
Raquel,
I was like,
you're right. I think he is the voice of the people. He's actually like, we are able, he is the channel that connects us to the VPR universe. Like,
yeah,
he really is.
He's the Greek chorus.
He is the Greek chorus. He is speaking for the people.
And I think that used to be Stassi's role. Like, I think people were like, oh, Stassi's like funny, but like, DJ James Kennedy, she was mean, and DJ James Kennedy like has been mean, but at this point, like he's just goofing, he's clowning, and he has such a good redemption arc. I mean, like, even when he threw a drink in Schwartz's face, Schwartz like
bring that up.
Schwartz fucking deserved it. I'm sorry.
That was so dick.
He and knew also, what he was doing.
I'm sorry. You can tell when Tom Schwartz is doing shit for the camera. It's so obvious in all of his body movements, in like all of his gestures, in the way he like won't make eye contact with people. He fucking knows. He knows what he's doing. He was trying to be a dick, And that was really rude. It was really rude.
I think he is just like the type of person. And they were talking about this on Sex Unique podcast too, that he's just the type of like frat boy douchebag. That's like going to like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's the guy who's like smiling, but like being a dick while he's smiling. Exactly. So that when you react, he can be like, what? Whoa, dude. Like I was just joking around. And it's like, you fucking knew that that was a soft spot for James. And when James like in his confessional started crying and was like,
no,
you're bringing up like one of the darkest times in my life when I finally like feel good about myself and I've been working so hard for this. Like I would have lost my mind too.
Yeah. And that's just so embarrassing. Like in front of her.
Like, yeah.
I often have been like, okay, if my ex did this, if my ex made out with one of my best friends at a resort while I was there and everyone cheered them on and was like congratulating them, and then you're going to make jokes about it in front of my ex, in front of my current girlfriend, I would have gone ballistic. Like,
yeah,
I just, sure, it's like so with one fucked that up. You're just trying to fucking stir shit up.
One little comment just cutting James at the knees when clearly he's looking super hot. He's feeling really good. And Schwartz was like, I'm just going to take you down a peg.
He is like the goo that Alex Max turns into. And he's not even that shiny and pretty.
I was going to say, that's honestly like a compliment.
Yeah, he's a glot. He's like, you remember Gak from Nickelodeon? Yes. He's fucking Gak.
He's giving Gak at all times.
He's giving Gak.
Also, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This was wild to me.
Okay. If you had told me a mere 2 years ago, one, Lisa Vanderpump, two, Lala Damn Kent, three, Ariana Maddox, can you believe? Can you believe?
Not on my 2023 bingo card.
No, samesies.
I will say, I think I didn't love the outfits on any of them.
Oh, I didn't either. I thought it made them all look like
old.
Like it was
matronly.
Giving Mother of the Bride. It was giving Mother of the Bride. And they're all stunning, gorgeous queens. And it was giving Mother of the Bride.
Yes. But it is just funny because you don't often see people with that level of like smartphone face, as the kids call it, like that level of like work and filler, like at the White House. So like they just looked kind of out of place. And it was like very silly to me. But
and
they all looked great.
Everyone else was like melting. And they're like, yeah, like literally. Eyes and attention.
Yeah.
Mouth, smile never ending. Yeah.
Because you know that they were all like, okay, we're going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Let's get everything shot up and refilled. Oh, yeah, and then we're going to go. And I would have liked if the work settled a bit.
Me too.
Maybe that's mean of me to say. I think they all look amazing. I just,
they're all
stunning. Can tell when someone's recently done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's obvious. Certainly next to like a congressman.
Right.
You know?
Right. Gravity has taken a hold of those political folks.
Oh, it's just pulling them down like little weighted sandbags on their cheekbones. Just
the VPR girly said, not us.
Not us. Take these sandbags right off of here. I'm going to fly into the wings of this damn house.
Yeah.
Going to fly right up. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. It's really exciting. I mean, shit is heating up. Jeff is reinvested. Ready to go. Thank God. I mean, like, it is. And then now people in my cast who do not watch it will ask me what is going on, which I love because then I get to retell the entire episode.
No,
but
like,
it's harrowing. Like, it is unbelievable.
Like, VPR is like my Succession, where when people are like, I don't watch it. I'm so jealous of you that you've never watched it. And now you get to go on this whole journey for the first time. Like, you're so fucking lucky.
What a gift.
What a fucking gift.
Here's my question, though. So will we see them find out on camera about this? Or did this all break right after they wrapped before the reunion? I'm unclear on that.
Okay.
Timeline.
I think it was like cameras were down. They were done with the season. Obviously, there was enough going on. The Raquel and Sandoval stuff, I think, was already part of the season. Because Andy said, like, you're going to think we recut things or did pickups.
Oh, that's
I promise
right.
we didn't.
Okay.
So
okay,
I think, like, all these conversations brewing about just, like, them being spotted, I think that was part of the season already. And then I think there's going to be, like, I think cameras were already down and they were planning on shooting the reunion when the news broke.
Yes.
But then I bet there's going to be, like, a black screen that's, like, 3 weeks later or, like, one of those, like, flash forward and then they're going to be like 3 weeks earlier and they're going to like, you know what I mean? Like they're going to do a jump in time to show us that the news broke, or it'll be like on this date, this news broke. Like they're going to tell us what's going on.
Oh my God. I can't. I mean, like this has to be the most watched show in Bravo history.
Oh my God.
Next to Salt Lake, you know, like next to the, but I really think this reunion will be the single most watched reunion in Housewives history.
I like my heart's skipping a beat. The fact that we get the reunion on May 17th, that's coming up.
Yeah. TikTok May 2nd. That's in 2 weeks.
I know. I'm freaking out.
Fuck. So we have two more episodes. We have two. That's it. And then we get the reunion.
My stomach hurts. I'm so stressed.
Oh my God. I'm so stressed.
Oh my God. Also, if they bring back Jax and Brittany, I'm going to set something on fire. We don't need them.
I really want them to sink into a Star Wars monster filled sand hole.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate seeing their faces. And I know that's harsh, but like, I'm sorry. They are fucking urchins. They are barnacles, bitch. Barnacles. They are latching on to something that has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
They can go back to the fucking Appalachian Hills. No one needs them. I hate them.
Literally.
It's disgusting to me.
Also, the filler that they've gotten, let's talk about filler, is fucking wild. Ooh, they've gotten like Disney villain like eyebrows on purpose. Like
a different damn person.
Yeah, it's wild.
And I'm like, good, you look trash. Brittany looks better than he does.
It's wild. Yeah. Also, I mean, to quote Troy McGeady, friend of the pod, he said that Brittany should go back into the swamp that she crawled out of. And I do agree with that.
So, yes, I loved that.
It's giving Star Wars sandhole, you know?
It's giving sink me back. It's giving, yeah, you know, never ending story. It's like sink me.
Yes.
In.
Our times.
Oh my God. Anyways.
Come on.
Yes.
Also, Roni is coming back July 16th.
Oh my God. I didn't know. Breaking news to me.
Breaking news. New cast. I don't think Legacy is happening. I think Jill Zarin ruined it for everyone, which really pisses me off, to be honest.
No, fucking what?
I'm hoping they bring it back maybe as like a Peacock original or something. Or like, I've heard there's rumors of like, maybe they're going to do like a girls trip with like the old Roni people.
I need Dorinda.
I know. We need Dorinda. And honestly, I like to hate watch Ramona. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I love hate watching her. And like, I've gone back and forth. I've waffled on this because in the past I've been like, no, I'm done. She's too fucking awful. And like at times she has been.
She's trash.
But just enough time has passed where when I saw a TikTok last week of her saying she was having a Brigadoon night instead of Bridgerton. Did you see that clip?
No.
She was in this opulent, like Bridgerton looking bathroom. And she's like, she's taking a video in the mirror with like her head, like on her shoulder. And she's like, I'm in this beautiful bathroom that reminds me of that show. Everyone loved Brigadoon. We're having a Brigadoon night. And she meant Bridgerton. She said Brigadoon.
Wow. She loves the musical. Brigadoon.
I know. I was like, my mom loved Brigadoon. So like, yeah, I get it. Like women of a certain age ride hard for Brigadoon.
Brigadoon hits. It's Scottish. But like,
babe, we know you mean Bridgerton.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brigadoon night. So yeah, I mean, wow. I'm excited for it to come back. I'm obviously excited for Jenna Lyons. We need that sexy, fashionable.
Jenna Lyons is on it?
Tyler,
wow, sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
Ring the alarm. Where have you been?
Oh my God, my fucking queen. Marry me, Jenna.
No, literally, we need that fashionable, rich, queer energy on the show immediately.
Finally, some queer energy. I'm like, I mean, sorry.
She's so hot.
Over all of these fucking hetero housewives, I need queer housewives
immediately.
Now, Andy.
Yeah,
oh my
it's
God.
Interesting.
Well, now I'm excited. And that's when is that?
July 16th.
Oh my
so
God.
We're going to have the Barbie movie and Roni coming back like within the same week.
And not only that, this week we get Guardians Volume 3.
Oh my
God. We get May the 4th.
Wow.
And on June 2nd, we get Spider-Man. I think it's Across the Multiverse. It's a really big summer.
It's a big time.
And then we get the Ahsoka TV show in August. So
huge.
A lot happening massive.
Huge for the cosplay community.
Huge for the, truly. I'm literally like, I'll be poor forever.
Yeah, you're like, I'm booked and busy. Wait, what did you just see over the weekend that I wanted to ask you how it was?
I saw Return of the Jedi in theaters.
How was it?
Oh my God. First of all, I totally cried. I've never seen one of the original trilogy in theaters. So that was
very
like,
cool.
It was so special. We went to an Alamo Draft House. There's only one in Chicago. It's in Wrigley. And I was like, but then there wasn't a game. So I was like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. It's like, you know, you order your food from your seat. They bring it to you. Like, it was pretty great.
I've always wanted to go to one of those.
And it's a small, like the theaters were super small. So, and like the food was pretty good. And I fully geeked out. Yeah, I absolutely cried. They were playing like Star Wars, like TV clips before it that like cool. referenced it. I wanted the crowd to be like a little more geeked about it. Like some of them were wearing Star Wars shirts. If I had gone on May the 4th, I'm sure people would have been like,
feral. You know.
But like I did love that like everyone's like laughs at these jokes that are like so lame and so funny if you like the movies. And like I just love it. So we had a great time. It was, I mean, it's not my favorite of the original three. Empire Strikes mm-hmm. Back, obviously. Mm-hmm. Daddy Darth. But mm-hmm. like, oh my God, like thinking about seeing this in like in a theater or seeing this for the first time, I'm like, this would have been fucking crazy. I mean, it would have been the same experience I had seeing Force Awakens. Like, that totally. Made me love Star Wars. I was like, oh my God, wait, what? How have I missed? This is amazing. I want to see it five mm-hmm. times. Like, yeah, it was really good. We had a great time. And then we're seeing Guardians. I don't know when. I might go see it Friday, and then we'll see it again when you and Jeff get back from an exciting weekend.
Woo! ISU Woo, College me. Reunion this weekend. Bow, bow, bow.
How many years is it? 10?
I graduated 10 years ago.
Wow.
Almost to the day.
Wow.
When we get there, it'll be almost to the day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is your dream, is it not?
Yeah, but I'm so interested to see who goes. So y'all, for context, they're planning an ISU alumni weekend this weekend, and we all know college is my favorite time, and ISU yes. is my Disneyland. And
yes.
They're knocking down the theater building because it's filled with asbestos and it needs to be rebuilt. Sure. And
yes, most are.
Mm-hmm. So they planned an alumni weekend. And honestly, Tyler, you were the one that was like, Hannah, I just feel like you need to go.
Yes, that's no question.
I was like, it's so last minute. You were like, Hannah, college is your favorite thing. I think you should go.
Yes. Yes.
And so I'm driving down with Tyler's husband, Jeff, who I'm friends with from college, and then friend of the pod, Clayton. And it's going to be really silly. And we're all planning looks on looks and like treating this. This is our Met Gala. Like,
it's honestly, yes.
And we don't even know who's going. Like, we don't even know who's going.
It's the best.
And I think in my mind, I've like, it's been a long enough time. I mean, I have nothing but like love and warmth in my heart for like 90% of the people I went to college with. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like anyone, the nostalgia is going to take over and I'm going to give them a hug and be excited to see them. But I'm worried mm-hmm. that people don't feel the same way about me. And they're going to be like, you were a fucking bitch in college. And here's the thing about me and friend of the pod, Clayton, we've talked about this, she and I, that like, we were always nice to people. The only time we got rude was if they were rude to us.
Fair.
And sometimes people would wrongly assume that because I wore like tutus to parties that I was a bitch, and I wasn't until I was.
Until you were.
But here's the reason the type of bitch I am, which is arguably the most sinister. I'm a lot of bark and not a lot of bite. So I'm not going to get in someone's face, but if they're standing behind me at a party, I'm going to talk shit really loudly about them so that they hear. Isn't that diabolical? That's
horrifying. That's why we always have to be friends.
But then I run away. Like, it's honestly, it's lame. It's not powerful.
But then would you say friend of the pod, Clayton, is the opposite? Like, Clayton will like say it.
Just avoid someone. Honestly, no. Like, I think maybe in college, I think we're both better at getting into it with men. We don't really care. Like, I'll scream in a guy's face. I don't really care. With women, I think for both of us, it's like really stressful and we don't really like it because I think we're both like feminists. So like when we have an issue with a woman, like that's really hard to navigate.
I know. It's hard.
So we both kind of at this point in life, like in our 30s, are just like, we're just going to avoid this person because
I don't have it in me.
But in college, I was like, oh, this person, that's so not good. But I was like 19, so I'm going to give myself some grace.
I mean, I think we all made mistakes, you know?
Yeah, if you're me, it's just you sort of have a scroll of mistakes that just unfurls when you think about it.
But don't we all have that from college?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, because the fact is about college, you're still a kid, but you're like LARPing as an adult.
Oh my God, I thought I was the adult.
Yeah.
God.
I'm like, I wear cute outfits to class and therefore I'm a mature grown up. And it's like, honey,
I was wearing blazers giving Banana Republic. And I was like, I am a student.
I'm wearing a peplum top to class.
Yes,
I'm a corporate woman.
I'm a corporate woman. Wow. I can't wait to hear about it.
I can't wait to tell you all some stories. Last thing. I swear. Mm-hmm. I'm in my cougar era now because I have a new celebrity crush.
Oh, here it is.
And he looks like all the other ones because I have a type.
Uh-huh. Wait, I feel like I know who it is. Go ahead.
His name is Milo Manheim. He's 22 uh-huh. years old.
Uh-huh. This tracks.
I'm blushing. Oh my He's God. In a Paramount Plus show called School Spirits. He was yes. on Dancing with the Stars, but he was yes. very young at the time, so I won't really discuss. But he's 22 now. He's in School Spirits. His mom mm-hmm. is, ooh, Toby, fuck off, from Romeo and Michelle, Cameron Manheim.
Oh, Cameron Manheim.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Sweet little Nepo baby boy. And
We love.
Yeah, so I fell down this Milo Manheim, you know, hole on TikTok. I was watching School Spirits on Paramount Plus, and I was only watching his scenes because that's all I cared about. And then I was missing major plot points, so I had to take to TikTok to find out what actually happened. But then I watched a movie on Disney Plus starring Milo Manheim called Prom Pact.
Oh, yes, I've heard. Yes.
This mm-hmm. is the best movie I've ever... You guys, I was watching it hungover, and this is the best movie I've ever seen. I think it should win an Oscar. I think it is, like, so good. And I've been waiting for Jake to leave town so I could rewatch it multiple times without being judged.
Wow.
And everyone should watch it. It's really good.
I'll watch it. Okay.
And Milo Manheim is giving just, like, goofy cutie, but, like, hot cutie... And so I'm in my cougar era because he is a full 10 years younger than me. And, you know, it's neither here nor there.
I mean, yeah. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to think of, I feel like I'll be like, wow, they're cute. And they're like 27. And I'm like, bye.
No, literally, I was like, before everyone. I say how I feel about Milo Manheim, let me just Google to confirm. Okay, he's 22. Now yes. I'm going to be like, that 100%. Is a very attractive
my
man.
Favorite TikTokers. Yes.
Yeah, like, yeah. We're just going to do a little safety Google.
Yes. Yeah. And then I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Because if they're in their 20s, I literally feel like Uma Thurman in the movie Prime, where I'm like, I have t-shirts older than you. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, fair. Oh,
yeah.
My God, everyone's so young. I know. I'm so old. But I love it. I love being here. I love being older.
I like being old. I feel like in my spirit, I feel better at myself than ever. Same. Thus, being old is really cool.
Yeah. Oh, truly, like 30s are it. Like they're just it. I've never felt better about myself. I don't think I've ever looked better.
That's how I feel.
Like pat. But yeah, you know, I'm like, no, 30s are it, man.
You just take care of yourself differently because you're noticing the rapid passage of time. So you're like, oh shit, I better use a retinol. I better work out. Yeah. I better eat pretty well most of the time. Like shit like that. And then it shows up on your face and you feel good.
Exactly.
But it is weird to be like, oh, I graduated college 10 years ago. Oh, you know, like when you see like TikToks babe. Or things on like I Am 30 AF where it's like, just so you know, we're closer to 2050 than we are to 1994, like shit like that, where I'm like,
I know. And I'm older than you.
I still think 2014 was like last year. And I'm like, that's 9 years ago.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2015 feels so close. And I'm like, it's not. It was literally 8 years.
Super not close.
Yeah. Shall we briefly touch on the Met Gala?
Let's go into Met Gala.
Great. Who are your hits? Who did you serve?
Okay. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, and I apologize. Anna Kyai, Michaela mm-hmm. Cole, Anne Hathaway. Daddy Pedro Pascal.
His slutty little knee.
Giving us like slutty Von Trapp. I loved every second.
Fucking loved. Yeah.
I would love in that outfit. I would love him to be in a movie where he plays the devil.
Yeah. Just a hot devil. God.
Just
he's
hot
so
devil in short shorts.
Fucking hot. I like cannot look. It is like hard for me to look at photos of him or Oscar Isaacs. I'm like, he is. Oscar Isaac is so. Hot. It makes me angry. It makes me upset.
I tell you, when I went on the Star Wars ride and he was like talking to us, I was like, oh, like I got like flustered.
Oh,
I was like, he's talking to us, you guys.
Oh my God.
He knows
so
me.
Hot.
In the little helmet. Get out.
Yes.
So yeah, Pedro Pascal. Yum. Also, like Lil Nas X could do anything and I'll love it.
So perfect. Perfect. Like, that is how you do a Met Gala. That right there is, and same with Janelle Monáe. I was like, that is how you Met Gala.
Yeah.
Take notes. Take notes. Make art. high risk.
Exactly. Yeah. Suki Waterhouse looked boring, but pretty. Like she was giving award show than Met Gala, but I did objectively like her dress. Mm-hmm. And then Kristen Stewart and Bella Ramsey,
so
queer hot. Icons.
They looked great.
Crushing it. Who were some of your favorites?
Miss Billie Eilish, obviously. Mm-hmm. I love that she was giving like cabaret, kind of like 1930s, 1920s, like just like pin curl. Everything was like so dark and black and corseted and cinched. And I just thought it was stellar.
Yeah.
Loved her. Loved Nicole Kidman in the dress she wore in the Chanel ad. I thought that was kind of iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved Giselle. I thought, yeah, I think you said on our stories that it was giving like recently divorced. Like,
hot. Oh, I didn't say that, but I agree.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I gave you credit, but yes, it is giving recently divorced and she looks fucking stellar. Thought Lizzo looked great. Lil Nas, a lot of them were kind of boring for me. I thought Cardi B looked great.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa felt safe, but looked great.
Yeah.
But
Anne Hathaway brought the house down.
She's perfect. Also, no one's talking about Mindy Kaling, and I also thought she looked stellar.
Like, I feel like, sorry,
it was giving awards. It was giving an awards ceremony and less of a Met ball.
Agreed.
But Paris Hilton did not do it for me. Noticeably missing was a one, Blake Lively.
And Lady Gaga, who was on the list.
Yes. What was that about? Why didn't she go? I thought Lily Collins, she was not it for me. Mm-mm. She was giving Farquaad adjacent hair. Meanwhile, Mrs. Maisel was giving full Farquaad. She fucking missed, man. Like, that was one of my worst dress, like, bar none.
Rachel Brosnahan?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not just saying this because I know her from high school. Her stylist, if she has one, should be fired.
I agree.
She, on paper, there's no fucking reason why Rachel Brosnahan should not look good. Okay? Yeah. Clothes are made to fit people who look like Rachel Brosnahan, okay?
Right.
And time again, her outfits are a fucking disaster. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you are related to Kate Spade. You have fashion in your blood.
Yes.
I need you to step it the fuck up and get it together. Hire Anne Hathaway's stylist. Hire Good Sydney God. Sweeney's stylist. We haven't brought up Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney was my best dressed.
The bow work.
Bury me in that outfit. That is the only way I would come onto a red carpet looking like a fucking glowy little dolly.
Honestly, I should take pictures of that hair for like wedding stuff. Like it was
so good.
Divine.
You should. Jenna Ortega didn't really do it for me. She always looks cute.
I'm goddamn sick of her.
I know you are.
I'm sorry. It's not her fault.
I know. I loved Rihanna coming in here, like literally just like, only showing this much of her eyeballs and then having fake lashes on her glasses. That was iconic. And I love that they do whatever the fuck they want. Like she and ASAP Rocky are just like
literally
don't fucking care. And it's a great vibe.
It's sexy. That's more fashionable than a lot of the things I saw on this carpet.
It was very safe. Everything was so safe last night.
Okay. So hold on. Circling back to Jenna Ortega. I'm over her, and I said this on her story, but I'm going to say it again because I think it bears repeating. I'm fucking sick of the mini Helena Bonham Carter thing. I'm so sick of it. This gothic, like, like little dolly, like, I'm just going to look at you, like, doe-eyed and, like, with a blank stare. The Wednesday thing, I'm fucking sick of it. Jenna Ortega, like, it's okay to have a personality, and I'm not telling her to smile. If that's not who she is, don't fucking smile.
Right.
But just, like, she seems kind of up her own ass at this point, and it's annoying me.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, I was that famous and that young, would I also be, you know what I mean? Like, but I just don't, to me, it's, in terms of fashion, it's the same look over and over and over,
over and over again. Yeah,
and
that's
like,
kind
I
of you.
I get it. Yeah, I'm like, I get it, but, like, also change it up. I mean, that's why I love Billie Eilish, obviously. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you know that. But I love it because she's fucking surprising.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to give you blonde, all white, fucking bombshell, fucking, like,
old Hollywood.
Old Hollywood. And then I'm going to come out here and give you, like, fucking stunning gothic, like
gothic, you know, princess. I'm just a holy fool. I love it. Baby is so yes. cruel, but I'm still in love with Judas Baby.
Judas Baby. I love that shit. I was sad a good point that Gaga though. Wasn't there.
Me too. That's a good point though, that like from a fashion perspective, Jenna Ortega is boring, because I honestly shouldn't comment on how she's carrying herself on the red carpet, because I mean, these people are brands and they probably have teams being like, you have another season of Wednesday coming up. Can you keep this whole and maybe she likes it. Maybe she's like, I feel comfortable doing this persona. Yeah. I would get bored of it, but I'm also really extra. And I think Jenna Ortega has been a quieter, not vocal. She's not vocally extra.
She's giving like Aubrey Plaza.
Yes. Know? Like deadpan. Yeah. Margot Robbie, we need to petition for Chanel to release her from whatever fashion prison they've put her in, because
she's only in Chanel.
Well, and she's like so fucking stunning, but her outfits are always so fucking boring and forgettable. And there is no reason why she shouldn't be having Blake Lively moments every fucking Met Gala. And she never, ever does.
I know. I also thought the Kardashians were honestly pretty boring this year.
I agree.
Like everyone was so, I get the theme. But like, to me, the whole fucking point is that you're at the Met and that it's about fucking art, wearable art.
Yes.
So I'm like, big swings. And like Lil Nas understood the assignment.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny actually understood the assignment. Like,
yeah.
Few other people really did. Janelle
Michaela
Monáe,
Cole's outfit was fucking killer. That like sun goddess loved look that she had that was bejeweled. I loved it.
But like, man, we really could have done better.
I don't need is like Jared Leto in a fucking cat suit. I think he's disgusting. Oh, I don't know why he still has a career. Also, do we have to be honoring Karl Lagerfeld? Like, I don't think we do.
He was really shitty.
He was like a terrible person. Yeah. And we're going to make him the theme. Like, okay.
I don't love that. Make Meryl Streep the theme.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Honestly.
Ariana DeBose, this was a nightmare. This was a chartreuse nightmare.
Yeah, it was hideous.
And the top of her dress looked like a Juicy Couture jacket from 2002 and not in a good way.
Wow. I think she should fire her stylist, too. Like,
it's been a tough year for Ariana DeBose, and there's no reason, because she won an Oscar last year. Like, she should be riding a high.
Amazing. Yeah, she's so fucking talented. Like
theater girly.
I just don't get it.
And if I were her, on the heels of Angela Bassett did the thing, I would have like told my team, like, I need to be so fucking sickening at the Met Gala because I'm embarrassed by this whole Angela Bassett did the thing performance that went awry. Yes. I need to remind people who the fuck I am. Yes. And this outfit did not do that. Also,
it was bad.
Brooklyn Decker and Andy Roddick, where the fuck were we going? What in the JCPenney hell were we doing?
That was just shocking.
And not to be mean, but why were they invited?
I don't know. Why were they invited?
Is it 2012? Yeah. What are you doing here with that Dorinda?
I didn't even recognize him. I was like, who the fuck is that?
I was in love with Andy Roddick when I was like 9.
Tracks.
Yeah.
Tracks.
Like, I remember like at overnight camp, my mom would like send me magazines in a care package. And I think he had a Got Milk ad or something that I was like very into. And he was like all over the place at the time as just like hot athlete around town dating hot ladies. Yeah.
Love that.
How do you feel about the Met Gala in general?
I love it. I think it's pointless and I want to go.
Yeah.
I think I love seeing people. Well, when it hits, it hits. When it doesn't, it doesn't. Camp was probably my favorite theme they've ever had.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I feel. How do you feel about it?
Okay. I feel both ways. I feel the same way as you, where it's like, I want to go. And then on the other hand, and I think it's just because I'm jealous that I'm like not in this world, I'm deeply triggered by any night where celebrities are obsessed with each other and they're all doing something together. Like,
I know.
Is it the Vanity Fair party where they're all in the elevator and they're like, oh, and like the next day they're all posting videos of their elevator footage. And I'm like, oh, I want a fucking elevator video. And it's like, you know, like Meryl Streep pretending to make out with like, you know, fucking Channing Tatum. And they're like, and they walk out of the elevator. It's that energy for me, and it's tough.
Yeah, I get that.
I do think this year there wasn't a ton of memorable fashion moments. We didn't have like a Zendaya, like Cinderella moment.
Yeah.
Where was she?
All the good girlies weren't there. So it was not the year to go.
It's probably because La Roche was gone, was like, I'm not taking part in this. And maybe Zendaya was like, what the fuck am I even, what's the point?
Yeah.
And I get tracks. That.
Yeah. All my favorite girlies, none of them were there.
Yeah.
Ones who always hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm. No one's Mm-hmm. And then, and can we just briefly talk about what Blake Lively was up to during the Met Gala?
Yeah, she was just like pumping out some milk, hanging out at home.
Ooh, I'm pumping at home.
That set you off.
I really can't stand.
I know it's the needing to prove that you're normal. Where I'm like,
yes,
but I'm like, you're not. And that's okay. You're a multimillionaire. Like, you're not, and that's okay.
This is what I'm saying.
Not shaming her for staying home and pumping it
up. Of course not.
But, like, it's the needing to be, I get what you're
saying. It's the performative nature of I'm one of you. Like, quit trying to, like, bamboozle me into thinking that we are the same because we are not the same. And, like, if you want to stay home from the Met Gala and, like, pump breast milk, like, by all means, go for it. But the performative nature of, like, Ryan and I are just like you, like, no, you're fucking not.
No, you're
and it
not.
Irritates me.
I know it does. I know.
I get so mad.
Okay. We all have those people that make us want to just set sail out to sea.
It really upsets me, Tyler.
I know. Hannah, I know.
And when she does go to the Met Gala, and I tweeted this last year, and it still is how I feel. When I see her in those Met Gala looks that obviously, like, you know, we all gag over. I just could picture her in a gown. If I were at the Met Gala, she would shove me and go, out of the way, uggo, to me. I think she would be mean to me.
Hannah, I don't think that's true.
She turned her back to Zendaya at Fashion Week.
Okay, that's right. I forgot. Yes.
She's not nice. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
I
don't know that I am.
Listen, not everything is as it seems.
Yeah, that's the thing too. I'm like, Hollywood is a lawless land.
All fucking fake. It's a wild west.
Yeah, it's a place of fakes and phonies. And
yeah,
if you buy everything you see, I need you to take to Reddit and dig a little deeper. I need you to listen to Beyond the Blinds and dig a little deeper.
Yes.
Well, is there anything?
I don't think so. That was like a full hour. We said we have a lot to say.
We had to coffee and kiki and we did.
We did. We needed it. We never get to do that. It's my favorite thing.
Really good to get it all off my chest. And I hope you feel same.
Oh, I feel great. I felt delighted.
Tyler, where can our amazing listeners find you?
Hannah. Y'all can follow me at Tyler McMeredith on Instagram or at Tyler McMeredith on the TikToks. And if you're enjoying the pod, please leave us a 5-star rating and a little review and share it with your friends.
Oh my gosh.
Can our amazing listeners find you?
Oh my gosh, Tyler, thank you so much. Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Hannah A. Brown, on TikTok at Hannah A. Brown 0. Head to the link in my bio for my LTK and other goodies. Send the pod to a friend. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week on... Wait, what?
No, you're right.
What? Oh, my God. I just had like a stroke. Okay.
Oh, no.
See you next week on...
I can't do it. Thank you for taking down the key.
You did so good.
There it is.
You know, love us.